I see a flutter, baby. And she love it when the sun comes out. Sweetheart, but the thug comes out. Sometimes, sometimes she gotta put herself in check. She don't take no disrespect. You leaving got no effect, cause she ain't living check to check. Her ass getting fatter now. She in the gym eating better now. She ain't tryna settle down. When you ain't got your shit together, no.
Like, that's Lucas and the intro. Welcome to the pod, episode 30.
Chef.
That's three tens. That's two 15s.
That's
six.
That's
fives.
Yeah, six fives.
And five sixes.
That's the end of my math.
And three. Oh, you already said three teams.
Yeah. That's 130.
That's 130. There you go.
130. There you go. A three and a zero. Welcome back. Did we say Seth Curry? We did.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I said chef, chefing it up.
Oh, I said Seth.
Oh, Seth. Yeah. Seth. Dale. The father.
Julius Randall. All right.
I like to think that his name is short for Stephanie. Stephanie Curry. Okay.
His name actually is Wardell.
Where the hell did Steph come from?
That's his middle name. His name
is Wardell Stephen Curry.
Who will blame him? I wouldn't want to be called Wardell either. So.
Hell no, man.
So, you can't even shorten it, because what are you going to be called, War?
Well, his father's name is Wardell. They just called him Dale.
Dale.
That's fair.
You could have called yourself
old nigga
Dale.
Name.
Nah. Dale. Nah. Don't call yourself Dale. Don't do that. Anyway, how are y'all? Y'all doing great? Y'all living and thriving? Thriving and living?
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Y'all look so thrilled tonight.
My headphones match my microphone. That's impeccable.
You know what else matches your microphone?
What?
Mine.
Mike.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored at all, because I don't
Mike's
know
this brand. Siblings.
That's crazy.
That's pretty cool. So, it is National Tequila Day. So I will be sipping. Matter of fact,
go ahead. Oh,
that was a good pop. That was ASMR.
I got the boy. That made my liver quiver right there. Oh, he got the, you know, when you're dealing with a real drinker, he has the drinker cup, the one you can spin around and sniff.
Yes.
See, that's wild.
Come on, man.
That's a mess right there. Hey, that's cool. That's cool. I like it.
Oh, man.
I like it.
So Javier's not here. He is at Disney with the families, being a family man. Shout out to him wherever he is right now. Hope y'all are having fun. We're going to hold it down in the three-man weave like we always do. And we'll see.
And one of y'all better have ate a glizzy.
Why? Let's take.
Why would you go to an amusement park and not eat a glizzy?
Oh. Yeah, you talking about them. I was like, that's yeah. Why we would eat. Why would I eat a glizzy? you know, my times, I just recently went last year to Disney, and I don't remember ever really seeing glizzies like that out there.
They have that, like, super, let me not make the hand gestures for that. They have super long, like.
Oh, they do. I remember my wife talking about wanting to get one of those. Yeah, that shit's crazy. I don't really.
I want a lady in the, like, I don't like hot dogs. I want a lady in the tramp that shit. I want to. Me on one end, let me not make the hand gestures, and my partner on the other will meet in the middle. That's chomp love.
Chomp it through a wing. Hey, that's wild. That's wild.
That's crazy, yo. That's wild. That's wild work, Tiffany. Wild work. For real. Yeah.
I'm make jokes the whole time. They're gonna end up kicking us out of Disney for it. Yes, sir.
You know, it'd be a lot of finger
charge
at Disney. Imagine that. Getting a charge like that at Disney. That is
but
crazy.
It's not like a real is it a real charge?
I mean, when you Green Goblin a weenie in public like that, yeah.
But like it's not gonna come on your record. You know,
you will get kicked out the park very publicly. Yeah. But I think for after sure. that, if you leave, you won't get arrested. But I mean, it's Florida, so
I was about to say you would know better than most.
There are very few things done that like would get you kicked out of Disney, but not arrested. I feel
sometimes
like.
it just depends on how hot it is. Niggas don't do much.
Yeah, but like that's not a crime. That's like getting kicked off an airplane.
Yeah,
you're going to jail if you get kicked off.
You're going to jail if you're on an airplane. That's all I'm about to say.
No, but like you know how they're just like, ooh, we're so sorry, we overbooked. You got to get the fuck out. That's the same thing.
That's different.
From getting kicked out.
You will technically be what did they say? Be a public nuisance, and they'll hit you with a charge like that.
Disturbing the peace.
They would have assumed you was intoxicated, so you would have got hit with one of them, public intoxication.
I'm going did to you jail. Guys hear about the guy that did shrooms at Disney? Went on It's a Small World. The
ride is so terrible.
And he like freaked the fuck. He like ripped off his pants. He was getting out of the like little cart thing.
Wow, because let me tell you, that ride does break down, and it's the most annoying. Like, so the last time we went in October of last year, and you know, all of our times with Ben, I've never rode that ride because it sucks, and I've seen the video for. But it's a Disney classic; you have to ride it. So we finally got on it. It breaks down multiple times. It makes the ride so much longer than it is, and that god awful song is still going while you're stuck. You just stuck sitting here, just listening to that damn song. It's torture. It's torture. I do not highly ride it to say you rode it or just watch the video and say, hey, I rode it. That ride is horrible. I will never ride it again. But I can say I did.
Nothing known to stop.
It's like,
does it go up and down or is it just like
it's just a boat ride that goes through and you see these little puppets and they're all just singing. It's terrible. It's torture.
That's creepy.
They're puppets. You go through this whole. It's like a whole install. So they're puppets from each different country, and they're like all dressed up like in their country. Like it was kind of a little key racist. Like the little Asian dolls looked bad. Then the African dolls looked bad, and it was bad. Like and then that horrible song. They're all singing the same song. It's terrible.
Yeah, wasn't it like made in the '60s?
Yeah, it's like the oldest ride at Disney.
Yeah.
Apart from Peter Pan. Peter Pan's also up there. The Flight of Peter Pan.
That's crazy.
But what we got? We got a lot on. Do we really have a lot on the docket? I don't think we got a lot on the docket.
I mean, it's a lot, but it's a lot in just one thing.
What if we just throw the docket out the window?
Well, we could.
If
you got something on your mind, speak your mind, Tiffany. We'll go off of you tonight.
Because I took notes.
Oh, he took notes. Oh, well.
Oh, never mind.
No, I'm just mind. Okay. I don't care. I took notes. Look, I was like, oh, I'm prepared, but I'm here.
All right.
No, he's prepared. Okay. So you got to moderate it, Tiffany. Let's go. Oh, yeah.
So what I would like to talk about is men being weird. Let's talk about it. I've explained shit for you. You guys got to explain shit for me now. Men being weird. Nico, don't look at that.
Men being weird.
Let me close. Look, I'm
closing the notes. Close the notes. Throw it. Look.
Just got
phone.
Phone.
Outline. What outline? All right. So how are we weird? Let's get into it. How are we weird?
What happened?
I want to talk about
what went wrong.
Specifically. Not committing, but committing. The quiet committing, if you will. that shit. And granted, ladies, non-binaries, everyone can do this. A lot of men do this, where they say, I don't want anything to do with you. But if you don't mind, you're not allowed to do anything with anybody else. You gotta only talk to me. I can be a hoe. But oh. You're my girl. And she's like, so we're dating. It's like, no. But you can't see anyone else. That's weird as hell. Just why say that you want me on the roster and you're afraid that your feelings are going to get hurt when I don't drop everything for you. What's up, man? Talk to me.
All right. So I kind of it's like we're exclusive but not exclusive type deal, or like, is he like, I'm just reserving you for like, you mind when it's time to get what, but like you can't go talk to nobody else, right? It's like, not at all, it's just us, but I can do whatever. Oh, that's crazy. Yo, I thought y'all was like had a mutual understanding. I was like, okay, but okay, so men we have fragile egos. That's the best way I can put it. We have, well, not all of us, just like the majority of the field have fragile egos.
You literally ass dog.
But yeah, it's like, I guess you like, so you're on the roster. You're already on the roster. It's not about the fact of you being on the roster. It's about you getting ready to move into the starting five. So you getting ready to be the point guard. We can't have the point guard just out here dibbly dabbling with other teams. That's like Wardell going to talk to the Lakers. We don't want that. We want you to stay here with us. Be with us when we need you to be.
Then you better get those recruitment papers ready. Because if they're not ready, I'm still out there for other recruiters. I'm showing off my talents, my skills. Maybe I'll take a season off.
We doing that? You can just have multiple jobs.
You got a point.
I mean, like David said, the ego of a male is slightly kind of fragile. They want their cake, they want to eat it too. I still don't understand that phrase because it was my cake, why I can't eat it. But here, okay. What a right. So, but you can just agree so he can feel good about himself. It's like, yeah, I got you, you know.
I was about to say, women got a lot. I mean, y'all know how to lie anyway, so you
do your thing.
Stroke his ego and do your thing on your own time. Just don't throw that in a man's face. Like, you know what spots that man be at. Don't take your other dude to them spots. Don't, because why would you want to blow up your shit too? Like, you trying to keep it cool and couple steady, keep everybody happy. So don't be one of those girls that like to flaunt everybody in said so face. So keep it cool.
But what? But if you don't mind us asking for more context,
right? Ooh, yeah.
What transpired? Like,
can you tell us what happened?
Why are we to this point where you feel like you're being dilly dabbled?
Granted, it's slightly different, and by slightly I mean entirely. we're gonna call him John. Johnny Boy has known me for a hot minute. Johnny Boy has seen me through many of these weird situationships. Johnny Boy, despite living like 4 hours away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, that's time zones. We're 4 hours like time zone apart. So he's a solid flight away from me. He's going to ask me to be his girlfriend. Not remember my given name. Only calls me by my nickname because he does not remember my given name.
Red flag already.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just that shit that, granted, people can do this, but guys do this a lot, where it's like, I want what I want. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not what you want, but I still want what I want, and I want you to give it to me.
I was gonna say he probably don't want you to talk to nobody else because he's like a 4 hour flight away. So it's just like, if I don't know, he don't want you still talking and going out on dates if y'all already start talking.
Wait, hold like, a minute.
But that's crazy. He don't even know your name.
He doesn't remember it.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yes, hello.
Wait a minute. That's why I'm like, what are we speeding past? He doesn't know your name. How doesn't he know your name? What's your nickname?
Shell. That's like what everybody calls me online. Yeah.
Okay. So I thought it would be something different. Never mind.
Boom. No. So he has like me saved everywhere, Shell. And like usually I'm like, just call me that. Like that's what I like to be called.
But
have so he called you by your gamer tag.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Okay.
And like he used to call me by my name like once upon a time, years and years and years ago. But we were talking the other night. Gentleman? What?
How long have you known him?
Almost 10 years now.
Mm-hmm,
and he forgot my name. I don't
remember your name.
Are you just that forgettable? We must ask ourselves these things.
That's what I'm saying. Look at me.
If we're gonna keep a being, I'm not saying you are, but to him, I don't know.
But maybe, neither, but why are you trying to hit me up every
day? All right, listen.
He remembers something.
Is the talk spicy? Have they gotten spicy?
Have you been spicy?
So have you been spicy? What's on the docket for today? We had...
We're here. The dock is closed. We're here. We're trying to get real.
I have put my notebook away.
Right.
Yes, so. It has gotten quite spicy.
Okay. Oh,
we are entangled.
All right. So, it's still crazy that he don't remember your name. That's bothering me. You remember his name?
Oh, hell yeah.
So, y'all. So,
does he forget everyone else's name? Is this just like something he does?
Have y'all met, right? In person before, right?
See, that's the other thing that pisses me off. We were supposed to, like, twice.
Is he real?
He is. Because, like, we video chat and friends have met up with him.
Okay.
So like every time he's supposed to meet up with me, all of a sudden.
Maybe you intimidate him.
Good. Good.
Wait, good. Why are you intimidating? Jeez. Listen,
I'm not gonna water myself down. I'm not gonna back off. I am true. Who I
this
am.
This is your personality. Yeah.
If you can't handle that, that fucking sucks for you because I'm funny as hell.
How long has it been since y'all last talked that this recent conversation transpired?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, shit. So we recently started talking again, maybe like a month ago. And before that, maybe like a year and a half.
Oh, no. This is dirty waters already. These are muddy waters.
It's a little murky. It's a little murky. Ain't gonna hold you.
He I don't know. These underwear ain't smelling right. So,
I heard like some great, like 15 times great grandmother in my ear. Just child, if you don't block this man, if you don't,
I don't think like we if you do don't walk away, serious. This is fun. This can be fun.
Get some money out of them.
I have done that before with a different guy.
I don't do that.
I've done that with a different guy.
Because they have a 10-year relationship. She don't need to be doing them like that.
Okay.
Plus, if they've been friends for 10 years and she ain't got no money yet, this nigga broke. But anyway, so...
On one occasion gotten a guy to buy me a video game. And listen, say what you want. Here's my justification.
Which game? That's important.
Fuck. It was like some indie game. So it wasn't, indie game. I think it was like Assemble with Care.
Yeah. This wasn't even though. Why am I forgetting the word for games that's like
AAA?
This wasn't no release. This was no exclusive release. There we go.
It was a middle echelon.
Him to get me something on the screen.
Yes, this was a middle echelon.
Listen, for anyone who needs to hear my justification, he was 11 years older than me and started talking to me when I turned 18.
A minor.
Yeah. So at one point I was just like, I really want nigga, this he's a video game. So.
Hey, run for your
life. Wow. Yo. People listening, watching. Anybody.
You were To Catch a Predator story. Okay.
Listen.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay? Dude, bleak twice.
I should have been Chris Hansen's poster child the way men were talking.
This is crazy.
But no, anyone ever, if you are 18, firstly, don't listen to this. Secondly,
don't do this at all.
If someone older than you, like significantly older than you, is hitting on you, don't go out with them. Do get them to buy you shit.
Tiffany.
That's the consequences they have to deal with when they talk to children. Just bleed them dry.
So
I feel like you're
18, like you're 11. So he was 29. Tiffany, this man is old enough to be your. Nah, he's not. But
these are two separate men, by the way. These are two separate. The one that was 11 years older than me is a different guy.
This is not John.
This isn't John. This is a nasty name. He was Larry. Larry was
11
years older than me.
But no, I don't do Larry like that. I got a homie named Larry. He cool people. Shout out to Larry. But John has issues because here you are. Yeah. You're talking to older men. He can't compete. Look, older men always been, this has been a thing for older men. They always been pulling up in the Beamers at the schoolyard, picking up everybody. See, this is why John is upset. This is why he's trying to tell you, yo, nah, just talk to me.
It's and not me jealousy. Only. Don't he's be just entertained. Like, don't stop talking to these predators.
You should probably listen to John. You should probably, you know, hey, goodness.
John, baby, I'm this so guy? Sorry. Oh,
okay, so this was online. This was online. You met the
dude. Thank God I never met up with Larry.
Thank
he was like,
God,
oh,
you
live
gonna
in
be.
Have
you ever seen Megan is Missing? You ever seen that movie Megan is Missing?
I was almost Megan.
Yes, you were almost Megan, about to get buried in a barrel alive. What is wrong with you? You can't do these things. I plan on showing my daughter this movie later to scare the shit out of because that is a scare. That movie scared the shit out of me. I felt terrible for Megan after watching what had happened. I was
in
like, yo.
My defense.
Uh-huh. Let's hear.
So next topic, guys. What are we?
No.
In my defense, I was a baby though at the time. So like I wasn't even fully developed. I had no fight or flight.
That makes
no
it worse.
That makes it so worse. Scary. Oh my God, we're so glad you're okay and that you're here with us and not buried in a barrel somewhere.
I never told them where I lived.
I would hope not.
I mean, IP address.
Don't ever do that.
For real.
You are.
That one I did end up blocking.
They're good. Yeah.
Hold on. Wait, was it the weird man name?
Larry.
That bought you the Sims DLC randomly? You just asked them? He did it.
That might have been a different guy.
How many guys do you have? You have a roster. I see why John is concerned.
See, and this is why you're explaining why, right?
So
here.
The person that bought me the Sims was my boyfriend at the time.
Your boyfriend? And you talking to these other niggas?
The time, I was dating this guy.
You, Chris Brown.
Some $10 DLC. Then we broke up, and then everybody flooded my DMs.
Not this Marcus. She hated the Marcus.
Tiffany, all these things first men can just buy you food and get your username. Then niggas just buy $10 DLCs and just get. You have got to up your standards.
That
here.
Was when I was young. All right.
Okay.
That
okay.
Was, that
now
was
you've moved to state dinners.
Me. I'm now 26.
Tomahawks. So now you need tomahawks, right? At
tomahawks,
the finest restaurant.
Baby, I'm looking for an apartment. Listen. I am right outside DC.
I hear you.
If I don't get, I don't know, get Cartier.
Chocolate City. Y'all heard that.
If it's not good enough for Megan or Cartier.
Hey, hold on. I told you this ain't the love connection. Stop doing that. I did bring it up. But yeah, Chocolate City, if you're listening, Tiffany is looking for an apartment.
What up?
And some steaks.
It's very easy to get my number.
Let it go. See what I'm saying?
Looks like another love.
Telling myself time and time again. This time you're gonna win. But hey,
tell me how much. Okay, we got it. Let's go.
Hey, I refuse him. To believe that I'm the only grape. One on this podcast that has had a little stranger danger with someone much older than them.
What you? I mean, not like now, not like that.
I mean, no, it wasn't that crazy. I had an encounter with a crazy person when I was trying to like run away to go with my girlfriend. I got like. Mm. So I like walked from my house to where she lives, which is like four. Oh, you remember this story, right? It's about by walk. It's a long walk. It's like by car ride. It's a 30-minute car ride to where she. So that was a long ass walk. And then I got right outside the city and got tired. So I went to a Hardee's, right? And I passed out in the stall. When I came out, when I finally rest, got enough rest and came out of the stall, walked outside the Hardee's, there was this car, right? It was this white dude. He's like, you look like you need a lift. I guess because I have my bag. He's like, you need a lift? I said, yeah. I get in. This dude is living in his car. And he starts talking about the election. I forgot who was running at the time. But it was crazy. It was bad. Like, it was one of those. This dude could be a serial killer.
Yeah.
I just got in the car. Yeah. So luckily, I was built like that stature. I was like intimidating, but like it would, but hey, it could have went bad. But he did drop me off. I passed out in the neighborhood over from where she was, so I didn't even make it. And then my godmother and them found me. They took me back to their place. She's police. I won't say where, but she's like chief of police, and they found me sitting back home. Then I couldn't walk for days. I had fluid built up in the back of my legs from all that walking. It was bad.
Oh, I thought you got an ass whooping that bad. I was like, yeah.
No. You know what was crazy? Like, I didn't even get in trouble for that. Like, when something of that nature scares your parents so bad, they don't even care. They're just glad you're home. So I never really got in trouble for that. Yeah, they were just glad I was safe. Thank God, because I could have got my ass whooped. And knowing my dad, that shit would have been bad. But nah. I think the walk and the pain. My legs was enough punishment, so I didn't get in trouble for that. So, but yeah, that was my crazy encounter with somebody nuts.
Tyler.
I never had a crazy encounter as a child.
No cougar stories, no.
Well, I got a lot.
We have those. I didn't know you were going down that road, but
yeah, just I'm like here. Older. So, older.
I have two. I have two stories, actually.
Oh,
two,
Lord.
So I did have a weird encounter one time when I was younger. Me and my mom, we was in a parking lot of Cash and Carry. It was a grocery store in Tampa. And then it was dark. I think it was like 8:30 or something. We were like the only car low-key kind of in that parking lot for some reason. I don't know why. And then it's like a Wendy's in the parking lot. So I'm helping my mom put stuff in the car. And all of a sudden, like, we grab a bag, pull up. No one's there. We turn around. It's a white man there. Wow, just came out of nowhere. Boom. And he was like, can you guys spare some change? So my mom jumped up. She's like, the fuck? And then he's just like, I'm sorry. He said, I'm hungry. I just want to know if you guys can spare some change. So my mom was like, I mean, where you about to go? She was like, you want to go to the Wendy's right there or something? Because she was like, I can give you some money for that. And he was like, yeah, I'm just hungry. Thank you. So she told him, she got her purse, gave the man, I think, like $5 or something. He was like, thank you, sorry again. My mom was like, all right, yeah, be blessed. She turned around, put the stuff in the cart, turned back around, nigga was gone. Bam. Like, he vanished. Wow. So, my mom was like, this nigga ain't leave that fast. And so, she was like, Trevor, did you see him leave? And this was like the first time I ever heard my mom say nigga. And I was like, I said, no, I ain't seen him. She said, ain't no way this nigga left that fast. So, we get in the car. My mom circled the fucking block like four times looking for this motherfucker. She even went into the Wendy's and asked them people if that man walked in there. They said no. When I tell you there was no other car, this motherfucker just vanished. He came like that and vanished like that. My mom was like, ain't no way. So that was weird because I was just like seeing it happen because I was like, my mom going crazy. Because then I was like, did I actually see this nigga? Or like, what? Because it was, but yeah, it was a lawyer. Another one was when I was older and I was out here in the military. I was on a dating app and I had drove out to DC to meet some girl. And then so it was like in a bad part of DC. It was like Southeast or something. Oh, that's like that.
Already bad.
So I had told my friend, I said, hey bro, I'm about to go into Southeast. He said, all right. He said, what you going out there for? I was like, I'm about to see this girl, but you know, I don't know too much about that area. I was like, I looked it up, it's some like project area. I said, if I call you or text you, just like something random, just I'm gonna share my location. He's like, yeah, just share your location. Do your thing. So I leave, boom. I get to the location, it's very creepy looking. So I call the girl, it goes straight to voicemail. Immediately, I'm just like, oh shit, this is crazy. The building that she lives in, it's a bunch of niggas outside. So I'm like, oh shit. So I'm texting her. I'm texting her, I'm outside. I'm outside. So look, I'd have turned my music down. I went fully white. I was locking the door. I had no weapon on me at the time, but I had like a little what was it? It was like a little pocket knife or something I had in the car, so I had it gripping. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have to stab a nigga. So these niggas start walking down the steps. So I'm sitting there, I'm calling the girl. She ain't answering. Finally, though, it's not going straight to voicemail, it rings and ring. And then it goes voicemail. So as I'm like trying to call her again, I hear a doo 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 on the window. I act like I ain't here, so I ain't look up. They did it again.
Hey, yo.
So I looked at it, and then so it was a nigga there, and he was like, hey, yo, Mo, who you here for? And then that was, it's like the DC thing, so that was the first time someone said, Mo. I was like, what? He was like, who you here for? I said, oh, I'm just waiting on somebody. And then they was like, all right, yeah, come on, step up out the car. I said, nah. I said, no, I'm good. He said, no, step. And then as he's talking, I just drive off.
Nah, that's crazy.
So I fly down the street. Mind you, it's a narrow ass like road. So I'm up here still stopping at the stop signs and stuff, waiting for cars to go by and shit. And then I notice like a couple blocks behind me, this fucking car is following me. When I tell you I turn, this car turns. I turn here, this car turns. I hit a U-turn, the car turning. I said, oh shit, I done got set up. So I'm trying to like weave through traffic because now I'm thinking they master criminals. They're gonna get my license plate and find where I live and shit. So I called my friend at the time. I'm freaking out. I was like, hey bro, I don't know what's going on. There's some niggas, they following me. They following me. I started crying. So
why you start crying for?
Hey, yo. Like, I could not shake.
Oh man,
I was turning. So I'm on the phone with him. He like, just calm down, nigga. Breathe. And he was like, ain't it an army base over there where you at? So I was like, yeah, it is. So I finally maneuvered through traffic because it was a point where we was at a red light. I was the first car. It was another car. Done. I said, oh, they are close. They are close. But the base was right there. When I tell you, I just, whoo, as soon as the light turned up in the base, I threw my card at the nigga. I said, oh, and then they let me through. And I had told him, I said, this car behind me trying to follow me. And that car, they tried to get on base. They turned them around. I stayed on that base for an additional 6 hours until I felt like it was safe to leave.
That's wild. Yo, man, that's crazy.
I was about to say, like, see, at least my shit has never put my life in danger. And then it quite literally has.
I was about to say.
We just went over this.
You clearly was about to have some pizza.
All right. Come on, Meats. What is your story? Oh, yeah?
What is he?
He is a labradoodle and a fucking menace.
I was about to say, he looks exotic like as hell right now.
He looks like he get into shit. He looks like he chew shit, too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. That's like you go home, you leave for work, you come home, your wires are chewed up.
Thank God he doesn't like chew wires.
Yeah, lab's bad about that. I remember we used to have a black lab and he did that shit.
You said that like an old nigga. He did.
Let's just say it wasn't a good day when I got home. My Xbox wires was chewed up.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Old damn is right.
Yeah. He said, "Oh, damn is right."
Can you stop eating that?
Dog ain't with us no more. Oh man, that was you have any other relationship woes?
Yeah, this was interesting. I like this topic.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Don't I always have relationship woes?
Ooh, damn, it's been bad. Hold on. Before we get into that,
what's up?
Give me a little brief history of your dating history. Like, is it
this nigga just said, here, fill out this form.
All right. If we start, you cannot have it.
Let me see your insurance card.
Take something else. So,
that's funny.
All right. So, if we start out in high school, I had my first boyfriend.
Okay, so it was high school. Well, yeah, which grade? That matters.
Fuck. I think I was 16, so I...
Freshman, sophomore.
I was a sophomore, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's cool. That's okay. That's respectable.
You're respectable.
I think we dated for like 6 or 9 months.
That's almost the whole school year. Okay.
Yeah, almost the whole school year. Those last 3 months, he did not talk to me.
Oh, he was cheap.
No, like, text after school, no phone calls.
Yeah, he was cheating. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He just, he was gone.
At the end, I was just asshole. Like, fuck him. Breaking up with you.
Yeah. You did the right thing.
And then a few days later, he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to break up with her. And he started telling the whole school. And so, like, loud as hell face. In the hallway, I was like, hey, Joey, I'm breaking up with you.
Oh, you cold with it. AI, man. Yeah. Hey, that's how you jump in front of the situation. I like it. It's over, motherfucker.
The next one I dated for a long ass time. Not a long ass time. Nico Alexander for 9 months as well. Yeah, okay. So I dated him
junior year?
From senior year to like a little bit into college.
Oh, so you took a break junior year. So was you, in your junior year, was you being very flirtatious?
Not at all. I was focusing on, bro, I was about to fail French.
Damn.
I was
about to
fail French and math. I was locked in on those academics.
What the hell happened? Why were we about to fail? Somebody had
to. I was in the advanced French class.
Okay.
And oui, like,
man, no. No, what? You good at French. You an advanced French.
So no, my school had French 1, French 2, and then advanced French 3. There was no normal French 3.
You know,
I had to take advanced French.
I got to do it.
And so, I don't know how my teacher did it. Shout out Mr. Bain, because by the end of it, I got out with a B. So
okay, you did it. Okay. You, now, Mr. Bain, you buckled down.
But you believed in John Henry.
You hit the books.
Because he did have to set me up with a tutor.
But it happens to the best of us. Okay, so now we're in the college.
Yeah, we're in a college. I leave him because, like, it's long distance. I don't fuck with that. Also, he's a little too needy. A little too up my ass. Ugh, and I'm in college. Ew. So I was like, you know,
right? What? You was trying to get loose.
Dated the
whole
worst.
Pause. Hold on. We're gonna get a little personal here.
You want to go time out? Not.
So, when did you? Start experiencing getting into the physicals?
I was about to say, are you just asking when I lost my virginity?
Basically, yes. That's like
That's so personal.
No. We're here now. We're co-hosts. We should. I feel like we should know these things.
No specifics. College. Period.
College. No. I'm not gonna ask specific. I was just needing a time frame. Okay.
This is very
wholesome because see, college is okay because now we're here. We've got because you got to the upper echelon of men because these men are driven. They're driven because they got to college. So hey, you didn't waste your time with these. Don't know what the hell they're gonna do in high school. You wait till college. That's respectable. We can respect that. So we started in college.
Yeah.
Okay, no specifics. Was the experience though? Was it good on a scale? Where do you put it on the scale? Without
-10.
Oh
wow!
No. Was he, okay. So was it his fault? Did he not? Was he like a? This is just a. And he didn't like set the mood. He didn't feel the music. Like
looking back, it was probably like actually like a 5. It was fine. It was good.
Okay, it was good. Okay.
Maybe even a 6 or a 7, depending on the day.
Okay. See, you was just trying to do. You was just. Oh, you just potted.
I am a salty hoe. That man deserves nothing but the worst. Burn in hell. Kiss my ass.
Where did we go from a six to seven? Basically, was it because it was a wham bam and he didn't talk to you anymore, or was it like he was just an asshole? So,
God, if he didn't talk to me anymore, he could have that 6. He could have that 7. Fuck it, I'd bump it up.
It's because he talked.
It's because. Golly. It's because he is the worst person I've ever known. The nicest thing he has ever done to me was cheat on me.
He was mentally
abusive. So for that alone, -10.
Nah, get him out of here.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, it'd be them toxic niggas that do know how to get into the 6 and the 7s though. Okay, so this was freshman year?
I don't think I stopped talking to him until like sophomore year of college, which is a shame. That's too long to wait on him. But
some toxic niggas, boy, they hard to leave alone.
But then we had a little fun period. We dated a guy for like a month, just as like a little palate cleanser. Had another little fun period. Met a guy.
Postage.
Met a guy during the fun period, and I was like, this is, like, you're just going to be for fun. Ended up dating him for 4 years.
Oh, wow. So yeah. We just left the fun stay. Fun is gone.
I didn't see it coming. I was just like, this is going to be, like, just a one night. Ended up dating him for 4 years.
Yeah, damn. So yeah. Dick was good. 4 years, Tiffany. Tell the truth.
You don't have to.
Not the best, but I'll put him in top 5, maybe even top 3.
Okay, yeah, 4 years. He had to be somewhere up there. Okay.
He was easily love of my life.
But
for like 2 years, he would say like, yeah, I'm going to move closer to you. Like, I'm going to do it. Like. He would constantly, like, by the end, he just showed me that he does not, if you can't move a mountain for me, why would I move a mountain for you?
You like niggas that, hold on here, because you like to talk to niggas with distance. Is it because you don't even really want them that close?
We were originally, like, in the same city, like, we were about to move apartments, and the pandemic hit. And so I went back home to my mom and like that. Okay. I went back to my parents.
Yeah, you didn't want to be stuck with nobody in no pandemic.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And so his family's all like in that city, I'm in this city. And like finally when the pandemic's like easing up, I'm like, okay, like where are you? You said that you're going to get a job up here. There's more job opportunities for you up here. And he's like, actually, I would miss all my friends. why don't you leave your family and your friends and come down here? And I was like, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, fuck my hell.
That's selfish, but, though. Hold on, wait. Time out. That's selfish. Wait a minute. Why I look awkward? Never mind. I'm high. That's selfish because you wanted him to up and leave what he had going on. To come
we
to
couldn't
you.
Meet in no
But
happy
you
middle.
Wasn't willing to up and leave what you had.
I would have done it if there were job opportunities for me.
Oh, it had to be
in that city, there weren't.
What happened to love? Where's love in this situation?
Love can't pay bills, brother.
Yeah, when the hell has love paid my rent?
Wow, the bill collector don't crazy. Go off love.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. He said, now,
I love to give you this eviction notice. I love to repo your car.
I got it. Okay, I got it. But okay, so you said something. You're 26?
I'm 26 now, yeah.
Now.
The time.
So you're having these decisions in your early 20s?
I met him when I was 20.
Uh-huh.
Like 19 going on 20, maybe even 20. And we stayed together till 24. This is the Pokemon Go man.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Are you a hopeless romantic?
Hell yeah, I am. Not anymore.
Do you love
but
hard?
I was.
Do you love hard?
You
fall in love easy?
Hell, not so much. Not anymore.
Not now. Not now, but I'm saying then.
Hell
like,
yeah.
You be, because I'm like, why are you so young and wanting these hard commitments? Like,
to be fair, we were
crazy.
Talking about that hard commitment by year four.
Okay.
So like in year like
y'all
three.
So young.
Year
y'all supposed to be like, y'all should be living separate still with your people and just like planning trips across the world. Like just go having fun, not trying to
they
move
did.
It.
They went to Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, this like, is Paris.
This is Paris.
Oh, yeah, the Pokemon. Oh, dog. Get rid of this guy. Yes, like, that, we're fine with this one because I can't believe he did that
like,
to you in Paris.
World trip. Like, it, what got me is like he wouldn't see me for whatever. Oh. I had an ankle surgery while we were dating. Mm-hmm. He didn't come up and see me for that shit. He didn't come up for my recovery before I went to surgery. There were so many birthdays. Granted, his nephew and I share a birthday, he'd be with his nephew. And I respect that because I'm also about family. But like by year four, you're like, shit, not once have you picked me.
Yeah.
You gotta leave that.
So, okay, well, here we are, 26 and single.
Yeah, 26 and single.
Okay.
I've had two palate cleansers. I'm so, if y'all are listening, hey, baby.
This is like DC, sex in DC. It's in the city.
If y'all are listening, you know I don't mean it. You know I love you. You know you're my little pookie bear. Except for you, Marcus, burn in hell.
Everyone not else, my Marcus.
Not your Marcus.
Not my Marcus.
Which, have you met Marcus? Oh, you all have met Marcus. So why did you give Marcus a good chance?
Listen, Marcus.
He said
you are not
going to
talk about this.
He said he's going ready to mingle.
Marcus is a daily listener.
Marcus, listen, ladies, Marcus is single. He'll write you poetry. He'll make you feel
good. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yep. He'll draw you great pictures. He'll boost you up.
Marcus,
what else you do? Hold on.
Listen, if you want a man that's attentive,
shout out. What you doing? What's your cues?
Who, me?
We're giving you a love connection shout out. What you like? Marcus said if you love a man who loves anime.
The hell wrong with you?
No.
Ladies and or fellas.
Hey. Hey, yo.
No, Marcus, listen. No, listen.
I'm not gay.
Hey,
no, Mark.
You said we got here trying to play, Marcus, man. Yeah, why you doing like that, Tyler?
I'm not. Look, it was the wording, Marcus. Can you listen a little? I said I was trying to say speaking to the women. If you were a man who watches anime, I was going to say Marcus, but then you went off. See, This is why people can't talk to you. You didn't let me finish. You good, bye. It's done. It's over with.
My boy Marcus, he write poetry like anime. Hey, walks on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
It's fine, Marcus. It's over.
Y'all hit that man up.
Just hit up Marcus and y'all. No, oh my God, Marcus. Marcus likes women. He wants you to know he likes women.
But he's willing to give fellas a chance.
But if I had to say, like,
oh God, hold on. He likes
anime. Just roll with it.
Oh, he made a wheelchair joke. He said, you like a man who wants anime? Just roll with it.
Look, he's
funny. He's funny. Yeah. He makes jokes and he crawls. See, very fast. Marcus has a oof, oof. No, Marcus, no. Marcus has a good heart.
He does.
I love it.
He does.
And he gets drunk and thinks he can walk.
Yep. All right, you done, Marcus. You good. Yeah. That was Marcus.
That might be an issue.
Yell at that.
Y'all sit here drinking Hennessy. This man think he can walk on water.
Hey, nah, that's him. Hey, we done got him under the influence a couple of times. He done got stuck and fell asleep in the middle of the floor with his butt up in the air looking crazy. So,
wow, bro. Wow, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Boy, that's funny. Oh, man. So, that was our love connection part of the pod. We hope y'all enjoyed that. Tiffany is 26 and single in the city. Marcus is single, looking for anybody he can roll a chair with. So, y'all hit them up. Hey, he 30. He got y'all. Look. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. All right. The docket. Pull your notes back.
Get my notes back out. We're at least gonna talk about Trump.
Oh my God. Do we start with Trump or the Instagram model?
Let's start with Trump.
Okay.
Actually, oh wait, no. That Instagram model situation was very serious.
Yeah,
that was fucked up. We can start there. So I was scrolling on Instagram a couple days ago, and I came across a video. Oh, actually, I think I followed this girl. Anyway, Shorty is a Instagram model and an OnlyFans lady, and she was creating some content. She was in a Walmart. She had on a very short skirt, and I think, like, I don't know if it was for the video purpose, but the skirt was up her ass, or is it just because her ass is very nice,
huge.
Nicely shaped. It's huge. It's nicely shaped.
Listen.
I don't know if it just like got caught up there as she was walking, because that, like, if y'all seen this girl ass, things can get caught up in
it. It was two Walmart like dodgeballs on her body.
Facts.
Perfect. But let's
about to say that her body is very nicely shaped, so it's nice. Picture it, Sicily, 1932. All right, I'm sorry, I'm just playing. Anyway, yeah, so she's walked, so she sets up the camera, she's like, you know, creating her. I feel like the Exorcist was just in my house. All right, but so she's creating she created her content, right? So she set the phone up, she's walking, there's another female in the same aisle who happens to notice that she's got on some very provocative clothing. So girl goes like she's going to reach up, grab something, and the lady just reaches across, pulls her wedgie out, and just like says, "Miss, there's children here." Now, the model, she is distraught, just completely distraught. She can't believe this shit just happened. Like, lady, what the hell are you doing? She's like, so they're going having this back and forth. The girl's sitting here telling her there's family, there's kids here. And the girl's like, I'm literally just trying to create content. There's nothing. She didn't think she was being offensive. And then the video, she cuts to where she's in a car now. Like, she's deeply hurt by this. Like, she's crying, saying that she's basically assaulted and just, you know, all of the judgmental things that you can think of that follows these type of women. It was bad. It was awful. And I felt bad for it, low key. Because old me was like, now, you know, you weren't supposed to have that on in a family. But I was now new me, relearned me. I'm just like, nah, these women are human beings, too. She got shit she got to do. She's just creating content. She ain't hurting nobody. And that don't, just because she got on this stuff, don't give you the right to go and grab some shit out of her. Like, just grabbed her ass, Reggie out of her ass, man. This shit was crazy. I wish I had the video so y'all could see what I'm talking about here.
What kills me is that, like, it was a long skirt. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it was.
It was like long. It wasn't even really showing ass cheeks. Like, it was like it covered her ass and everything. It was just
It was wet.
It gripped her body. Let's put it like it wasn't her even not revealing no. Yeah, it was like a sundress, damn near almost. Like, it was nothing showing. Nothing was hanging out. It was just that it fit. It fit her, and it was. It fit her for sure.
Y'all remember that one part in SpongeBob where you see Patrick's cheeks and he gets the wedgie?
Hey, yo, yeah.
It was bad. Like that.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But if she's recording, like, if she just, like, the content was going to be her. Clearly, the wedge, I don't know if it was glossy. I'm getting confused. I'm like, did she do the wedgie on purpose, or they just literally just caught? Is she just recording a video of her grabbing something from a top shelf?
I mean, either way, you have you obviously, the other woman obviously A, knew the English language, and B, was not mute. So what's up?
Yeah.
Like, why are we using hands before our words? You know what I mean? Like. Also, again, well, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You don't know where people's asses have been. You don't know how good they
were. She didn't grab her ass. She didn't even grab near her ass. Like you said, it was a long skirt. She grabbed the skirt closer to, like, her, like, foot leg. There. So it was nowhere near her butt. She grabbed, like, as low as she could because she was a pretty tall lady.
Yeah.
She pulled the little split in the dress down and just poof, popped it out. Now, yes, I do agree. You should be in people's personal bubbles in the store. You don't know what's going on. Two, the wedgie was staged because the lady accidentally, I don't think she saw her camera, but she knocked down the camera that was over there behind her. So I think she was just filming a thirst trap. And three, I get it. They're filming content, but still, it's kind of like, you know, doing shit in public places, not expecting to get public ass niggas.
Yeah,
you know, it's like,
but
you end it with no.
Does that?
It doesn't. I was gonna say it does not give them the right to do it. I'm not saying the lady is right, but they can and sometimes clearly will do it. As much I seen her follower count, she has enough money to have a security guard with her, especially if she's going to be in these stores doing this content. And especially to the OnlyFans, because, you know, the horn, freaky-ass niggas have been running up on these girls in public, trying to be like, can I get in the public scenes and all this.
Mm-hmm.
You give out what you give out. No.
Yeah.
I'm giving just out crack. I can't be mad. Crackheads are in the front yard.
Wait a minute. So. I just realized, why was she filming something with someone else in the aisle?
Exactly.
Why would you not go to, like, the most, like, remote
they
part of thinking, the store?
They be thinking people gonna stop, or they be thinking it's gonna be funny, them public experiments or jokes where they be doing dumb shit.
She was hoping that the lady was just gonna look. She wasn't expecting that lady to, like, go in there, reach and grab something, like, pull a wedgie out.
Yeah. She still shouldn't have grabbed.
Karen was bold.
But
she was very bold.
Because you could tell after she did it and that lady spun around, she was like, damn kids. Like, there are kids in here. she didn't want the smoke, but she I bet she went home and told her husband, I gave it to that bitch. I pulled that fucking wedgie out.
Also, it's kind of weird.
So proud of me,
there
man.
Are kids, not a single child in sight.
And I don't even think children would have been on that aisle. She was just like, there are kids here. And like, but
like, well, fucking where?
So watching that video, y'all feel like that's a form of assault?
Yeah.
Of some type.
You fucking put your hands on my clothes are an extension of me. You put your hands on my clothes, on my shit, on my hair. We're fucking scrapping. Not call the cops assault, but definitely yeah. like
you when deserve I, when a I good look. Yeah. Like, and a good bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? Good ghetto moment. That deserves a nigga moment.
Agreed. Agreed.
You can either fight or you can yell, but
I feel bad for Shorty though. She felt very hurt by that.
Yeah.
Oh, she now her video, I was like, get your crocodile tears out of here. You
want to see you feel sorry.
You drive around in a van effing people. And you want me to feel sorry that somebody pulled the slip?
I don't know if she does that though. I haven't seen her on the fans. We don't know if she does that.
I don't know. I bet it's her.
Look, kind of like how the lady with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' thing to be healed. That's how that lady grabbed her skirt. It was just by the corner. She was not assaulted.
Oh my gosh. Thoughts and prayers to her. Hope she's doing okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers, man. She was very deeply hurt by that.
For my British Jeez and girlies, sorrows, prayers, sorrows.
You don't even deserve the sorrows, prayers, tears.
Oh, wow.
I feel
get
like
over yourself.
Deadass, if I was that girl's friend, and she told me, like, this is what happened at Walmart. I'd be like, damn, like, that's, I'm so sorry. Like, that's awful. If she told me again the next day, I'd be like, you need to get the fuck over it.
Yes. Like, she made a whole Instagram video. Over with.
She probably made money off that video.
Oh, 100%.
It was probably staged.
That was her sister in the video. They planned it out. Bush did 9/11.
A great segue.
Make ice cubes out of your drink, so when it melts, you just have more of your drink. Mic drop.
Speaking of stage, so we're going to revisit. this Trump assassination attempt. So y'all remember when he was president? There was that time.
I'm so sorry.
I understand. Yeah, we would like to all forget, but there was a time this man was president. There was a time he was president, and I think was he at a convention or was he at a he was somewhere, and there was a guy who ran up at him on the stage. And do y'all remember? If y'all remember that clip, I wish I had. I should. Man, I'd be so unprepared. The way that the Secret Service moved in to what we just seen a couple of days ago, totally different. Totally different, man. And I don't know. And these was actual shots that were rained out versus somebody running up on the fucking stage. Like, it's just totally different. If all our listeners, if y'all get a chance, go back and find this clip and you'll see what I'm talking about and look at the clips from just a couple of days. They're two totally different things, which leads me to wonder if it was all arranged. Arranged by Mr. Donald Trump to boost them damn polls, which I don't think he needed a boost, which leads me to the question of who would have benefited more from this arrangement, Biden or Mr. Trump? Biden's been down in the polls, and he already, his health is failing. He's losing this race.
It's a lose for Biden, though, right? Because,
he wouldn't gain nothing from it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he died, if it actually went through, and but he didn't have that little tick.
But then why would Trump?
That's why I said arranged. That's why I said arranged. Trump would have arranged it because, like I said, polls, this is enough to get. The win, it ain't gonna matter what the Democrats do. You got that, and then you got them trying to take him out. Who benefited more from whatever was supposed to happen here?
I don't think I don't, on paper, it probably looks like Trump, but neither of them really did. Because, like, the people who cared about the assassination, now they're like, oh, there's no names that's coming out. No, this, no, this has been days. Everybody doesn't know. So now it's fueling the fire of people thinking it was a arranged hit or something like that. Even to the fact of the nature that it's like the Joe Biden speech he gave after it happened, he was like, we still have to look into what happened. And it was like, clearly it was an assassination, but he wouldn't call it an assassination. He just kept saying, we have to look into what happened. Look into what happened. It was Trump. It's theatrics are making it look bad because now even his own people are like making fun of it or being like, you know what? What's going on with the ear?
Niggas are really putting the ear on the ear.
Yep. But, you know, hey, it don't matter now because we got Kamala, holla, 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 Kamala.
How y'all feel about that? Are y'all excited that she is now the Democratic nominee?
Hell yeah. You saw she raised $81 million for her campaign in 24 hours.
I'm being pessimistic about it. I'm not even like,
right. How do we feel about Kamala?
Sissy ass down.
How do we feel? I don't know. Like, I gotta hear
during out this whole 4 years. Okay, so let's pull up the history of Kamala. She was a judge in the state of California, where she was, according to the state of California and they, all those people there, that she was a very strict judge, like a no tolerance bullshit. Like, there was a dude that was on death row that apparently there was evidence that proved he was innocent and she blocked it and they ended up killing this man. That's
not a good judge.
That was a known thing because that was brought up when she was actually running for she's locked up a lot of people of color, a high percentage of people of color, which has been another knock on her, that she was heavy with the Biden-Clinton laws that they put in place, the three-strike rule. So there's been a lot of knocks. But I'm just like, do we want her to do her job? She's only, I mean, like, laws are given, and she's a judge, so she has to go by what the law says. So, but it is kind of correct. But at the end of the day, she is the judge, so she does hold the sentence. But they said that the sentences have just been tough on people of color. So I don't know.
Listen, she's the lesser of two evils. At the end of the day, I don't give a shit. I just don't want Trump. But y'all remember how hard it was to get, like, Barack Obama in office? Like,
was it hard?
I feel like a lot of people, granted, a lot of racists, but like there was a decent amount of you know, like, where's the birth certificate? Is he actually American? Yada yada.
That was gonna come with that nonsense of they were gonna dig.
And even with Hillary, it was, what happens when she gets her period? Do you want someone, like, a woman to have the cook? Yeah, there was, like,
They still thought that Hillary still gets periods. Did she not go through menopause already?
Yeah, that's what a lot of us were saying. We were like
fucking see, period. You see how dumb some of these motherfuckers are? Like, see, I'm an independent. My wife would say more so conservative, moderate than any, but I still think I'm into it. It just depends on who does what. But anyway, Republicans and Democrats, the extreme ones, their thinking is just, it's so crazy to me. Especially Republicans. They are hilarious.
They think with their emotions.
The extreme sides, like the right and the left, the extremists on both sides think 100%. With their emotions. It's so crazy to me. But what's really scary is, like, the Republicans, like, the just listening to them in this area, they're like, oh, I don't care what Trump says or anything. I don't even need to hear what he has to say. I'm gonna just vote for him. Just cause type mindsets are just like. Ooh, and these are grown people. These are boomers that still hear that thing like this. And I'm just like, y'all got it fucked up. Like, I'm just trying to figure out who can do what's best for my people and the country all together. And it's just like, y'all don't even care what this man says or thinks. And y'all just want to run with it. Y'all just want him in there because he plays y'all. Because when he does get in there, these type of people, they're middle class or broke. He ain't going to do nothing for them as far as policy wise. The taxes that he cuts doesn't even affect them because, again, they're middle class, which is fading away, or they're broke. So it's just like, the fuck are y'all really voting for this man for, other than the fact that he preaches this narrative of this back in the day shit that y'all are losing completely already anyways? Like, that's literally it that they holding on to.
It's preaching America made for white men.
But I think Kamala, it all depends on who her vice president is going to be. Daniel were saying they're going to probably try to lean with a white male, strong white male figure for her to be a vice president. But for there are some rumors she might either spin the block on Hillary.
Let's talk about that on NPR today.
You got the far-fetched. You got the real far-fetched one, the Michelle Obama one.
She doesn't want to be.
That's what I said, but I said if that in some weird multiverse were to happen.
Mm-hmm. That would be fire. That would be fire.
All I know is Kamala better come out that they're not like us in California.
I feel like that's actually where she's probably leaning towards. I don't think she will do, what's his name, Pete.
No, for certain reasons,
because it's she's not. It'd probably be, they're not like it's. You would be shooting yourself in the foot with, as far as like the swing. It's probably gonna be a Newsom dude from California,
probably
most likely. They actually thought about having him go, but he ain't got no. This would get his foot in the door. If Newsom gets VP, he'll probably be their front runner for whatever going forward. I personally like Andrew Yang, but Andrew Yang is very independent and not much like, so he's just not going to be, it's definitely probably going to be Newsom, if I had to guess. That's their golden boy right now.
Their first debate is going to be on September 17th.
That's going to be interesting. She should, the fact of her being a judge should benefit her in these debates. Since he's a felon, she should treat him like one. That's going to be interesting to watch. Because what can he possibly like go at her of, other than what I've
been mentioning? He's just going to be like, what has she done? This woman, blah, blah. She hasn't, blah, blah. So, yeah. Y'all think Joe Biden dead? Maybe.
I think Pop's in the home.
On the way out. In the home. I could definitely see him being on hospice. I don't wish that on anybody. I hope he's doing okay. All that good stuff. I'm sure he's got.
I feel like if Joe Biden die, you got to put Kamala votes up 20%. There's gonna be some sympathy votes then.
He's gonna make it to like mid 2025.
Because
a lot of people. I was even listening to Candace Owens. She think he dead too. She think they're using AI and all this shit for phone calls and all that.
That's
some good points. I said, all right, Candace.
Speaking of the Candace diet, how y'all feel about it? Hey, did y'all see Amber Rose?
Yeah, you texted that, and I had no idea what that happened. I had to
Amber, you know. So Amber, and it's crazy how fast she did a complete 180 from slut walks into sexual liberation. To conservative Amber,
she joined up.
I'm voting for Trump. I'm just like, baby, what? You sold out, Amber.
Yep,
you sold out, and I'm so disappointed. I'm so hurt, but I'll still fuck the shit out of you though with your sold out ass. Because Amber is—that's the most beautiful I've seen Amber in a long time.
The forehead tattoo keeps throwing it off for me.
Fuck the forehead tattoo, man. Damn.
That shit hurt my soul
because she was just like a poster child for just sexual liberation and women and all this, like live your life the way you want to live it. And now all of a sudden, supported Trump. like, damn, girl. Well,
she's not, it's not, it's not, it doesn't look good. Like, nobody respects it, because then they're like, you're not, you're for abortions and all this other stuff. You got, but then you were like, so like, no Republicans are really like fucking with it. But Candace Owens is fucking with her. Candace Owens said that she seems genuine. They're going to be on the show.
Candace Owens said they need to accept her about the slut wall.
And yeah, but she said, like, she said they had a conversation. She said she seems genuine. Amber told her she feels confused because now her friends and day ones don't associate with her no more. Because of what she did, but then she can't make any like new Republican friends, whatever, because they're like, oh, you got OnlyFans and all this other stuff. So she said she doesn't fit in. And it's like kind of like how she doesn't know if she's white or black. She's confused. She's a confused child.
Well, hear me when I'm not confused. No, Amber, I would knock your boots off your feet. I'm not confused.
Oh, Lord.
Not knowing that they, let's call it what it is, that woman fine. Tattoo, head tattoo, no tattoo. This might be the Don Julio talking about. Oh, boy, it's crazy how the Dems had Kim and now the Republicans got Amber. How the fuck? It's crazy.
Hear me out. I need you to hear me out.
I'm listening.
I can't do it. I was going to say,
hey, you can do it. Not... Do it. This is your look. Here's your show. I even know I haven't fixed the logo yet.
I'm always going to put in that explanation. I can't do it because I was going to say, like, she's not even like attractive, but she is. She is. She is. I can't lie.
I know. Yeah. I see you. I feel you. You know, you feel me? I was confused. I'm like, damn, she sold out.
Personally, I'm not big on like forehead tattoos specifically. I feel like
me neither.
You could do like
past that
cheek, jaw. I'm fine with, but as soon as you do the forehead, it's like that's a lot. I know that shit hurt. That's a level of pain I can't have in my life.
She definitely passed out.
100%. No, I listen, Amber, baby. I know you're not listening to this podcast, but if you are.
I wish.
I'm sorry, one, about David. Two, do what you want. It's hard to make new friends. That shit sucks. I know it. But listen, so long as you're happy and not hurting others, I don't give a shit. If you are happy, genuinely, with your new stance, with your new crowd, good for you. I don't give a single flying fuck. Just don't tell me how to live my life. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt others. Have a blessed day.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. That's it.
Whoever wins Elon Musk vote is going to be cool. It's going to be great. This election is going to be fun. There's going to be no sleep till November. No sleep till November.
Unless Kamala changes it.
How's it going to be a landslide?
It's a new fight.
And Trump now has to invest more money because all his propaganda was all about Joe. Now they got to reprint. They got to try to find their
Dems are good, boy. They good.
I know they're good. Yeah, they're gonna bring up. They're gonna bring up. She slept her way to the top.
That was bad. Yeah. Speaking of that, I saw that clip today. Like, damn, Judge Joe Brown. That's how you feel? Look at us tearing down black women.
When she was 30, she was dating some 70-year-old dude.
She was dating Montel Jordan. Montel Jordan, the talk show host.
Yeah, this is the house. Oh, not that one. That one.
No, yeah, it was the
That's the only thing they're going to... But then she's going to flip it and be like, you see how he's talking about my sexuality? That's all they can talk about.
That's how she got to flip it.
Ooh, he can't say shit right now. He can't say shit right now. Because she's going to immediately be like, I might have...
Let's not say that because Donald Trump, he say whatever the fuck he can.
But here's the thing. As soon as he brings up, like, oh, she slept with these people, I never have to go to court over who I slept with.
Boom.
Boom.
Mic drop. Like, did you see my name on
Epstein's list? Lies. Sure fake news. That's expunged.
Fake news. Expunged. That's fake expunged. News. And corruption and yeah, all that crazy shit Donald will say.
I think we're out of things on the docket.
Was that everything? That's look it. At that. Look at us go. Look at us go. Let's
but we're
get
not
into
done
our...
yet, baby. David.
Whoa.
Facts.
We need to, you and I, heart to heart.
Uh-oh.
Where are the texts? I said, bro, if an alien came down and said, take me to your leader, where are you taking them? You said, me?
That's a fact, Jack.
Leader of what?
The leader of the toxic ass niggas. And, I'm just playing.
I said I was going to take him. Well, I didn't say anything, but if. Oh, man, I can't say her name on here because I would take her to you know who. No, I wouldn't waste my. Hold on, wait. It's like, take me to your leader. Take me to your leader. Like, we're killing them?
I don't know. You just like came down, boop, take me to your leader.
If I had to show anybody, I mean, we would have to say either Biden or Trump. I'm like, I'm not going to take you to them. Just look, we're much cooler than that. That's why I said, let me take you. I'm going to take you to the strip club.
I'm going to take him to Marcus and I'm going to see what happens.
I feel like I am. Firstly, we're going to Universal. Let's have fun.
He ain't got time to play with you.
All right. If he doesn't have time, then we're just going to grab a slushie, get a cell phone, and we are, listen, I don't trust the White House. I don't trust Congress.
You want to get vaporized.
We are going on TikTok Live, Instagram Live,
getting vaporized.
YouTube Live. He's going to talk to the whole world.
Where's your leader?
No. What you got to say to them?
Universal. Say to me.
You're gonna die. This is why we're not gonna
pulls out lasers and gun and
I'm gonna talk to them, be like, hey, do you have time for I was about to get some coffee. Can you digest that? Do you want can we make a pit stop? If the answer is no, all right, we'll take the tolls. I'll pay for 60,
gonna
block, 60
gonna block, I can teleport.
They're very advanced in technology. They don't need to go take the toll.
I'd give the option. I'd say you can either talk to like every person on the planet, or like I can get you to like this like 200 people.
Yep, that's exactly what's gonna happen. Out of here, finito.
I'm sorry.
It didn't even have to be like that.
Oh, but you're taking them to Marcus.
I took him to somebody.
Dude,
Marcus gonna take him to watch anime.
Actually, no. I would take him to. I would take him to you know who.
Yeah.
I would take him to the Tesla.
I know it's a hypothetical, but if we were on, if it was reverse, and I went to an alien planet, I'm not gonna be like, "Hey, take me to your leader," because like.
Take me to the alien escorts.
I'm just concerned with hi, hello.
The aliens with the three titties and the four asses, take them to me now.
That's a total recall.
I want to see.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, 1989, total recall.
That's a fact.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh man. If I go there, I'm gonna be like, what's y'all got something over here that could make some money?
So like, y'all got some weed.
Yeah, what's the alien
weed? I don't want no alien weed. Hell no.
That's that moon rock. That's that moon rock.
I want to come back to Earth like an anti-hero. I want to
that's the black goo. I want something like Brightburn.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
I think I would definitely be like, listen, I'm the smartest person on my planet, so like don't even bother talking to them. You gotta go
through. No, because then they're gonna dissect your brain.
I didn't know those were the rules. I'm the second smartest person on the planet.
Nah. Uh-oh. Just give me something so I can come back.
Whatever happens, I just hope they're hot.
And on that note.
Three titties and four asses. I want to see the three titties, four ass awesome aliens.
Freaky ass niggas.
69 God. Oh, okay. Man. Vibes of the day. I'll go first as usual. Nah. Vibe of the day is black problems.
Oh, I've heard this song before.
She said you a goddamn lie. I ain't mean to say that shit, girl. I was goddamn high. So we left the crib, now we in a goddamn ride. She looking goddamn fine. I wanted a bitch who was down to earth, but she want the goddamn sky. List of my problems. Got that one on my line that won't stop fucking calling. It's crazy how I made her that way. Every time I see her out, I see the hate in her face. Like, why you do that? Tell her you love her when next week you just want your space. Why you do that? Tell her you want her, but next week you do your own thing. Why you do that? I can't explain it, but just know it working for me. She text me, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. But how the fuck can you hate me? When I ain't this shit, would be the real thing. She know I'm the real, that'll never change. I never been a one to try to explain. Why you catch them feels, I'ma sip on this drink. It's easing my brain. I got real shit to stress about, girl, I ain't worried about shit. Remember that I tried to build you, now I ain't worried about shit. I got real shit to stress about, girl, I ain't worried about shit. Remember that I tried to build you, now I ain't worried about shit. So I found me a new thing, I'm not as lost as you think. Got plenty of queens in my hometown, all they need is drinking that thing. So I found me a new thing, I'm not as lost as you think. Got plenty of queens in my hometown, all they need is drinking that thing. It's a goddamn shame. We done crashed, we done burned, but baby, you the goddamn blame. See, I wanted love, but you wanted goddamn fame. Every goddamn thing. I wanted a bitch who was on the move, but you wanted goddamn late. Listing my problems. Got that one in my bed and she just wanna sleep. Fucking up all of the sheets. She only wake up to eat. Do this shit every week. Like, why you do that? Crying, you wanna be great, but sleeping until the next day. Why you do that? Don't got that much in the bank. We go out, she order to stay. Why you do that? She can't explain it, but just know it working for her. She claiming she down on her luck, but really she don't give a fuck. And I cannot make this shit up. I ain't this shit, be the real thing. She know I'm the real, that'll never change. I won't be the one to try to explain. Why you catch them feels, I'ma sip on this drink. It's easing the pain. I got real shit to stress about, girl, I ain't worried about shit. Remember that I tried to build you, now I ain't worried about shit. I got real shit to stress about, girl, I ain't worried about shit. Remember that I tried to build you, now I ain't worried about shit. So I found me a new thing, I'm not as lost as you think. Got plenty of queens in my hometown, all they need is drinking that day. So I found me a new thing, I'm not as lost as you think. Got plenty of queens in my hometown, all they need is drinking that day.
Problems by Black.
And he's black.
And he's black. Straight out of Atlanta.
That's a great thing right there. I guess I'll go. My song is by Jermaine. Oh, that's your brother. Jermaine, he has a song, Stealth Mode.
Yeah, we don't do sparklers, we get specific instructions to bring out the bottles in stealth mode. I'm hearing there's rats in the building, they saying it's not at the part with the hell code. I feel like it's none of my business, be steadily giving opinions on shit that don't even concern them. I got a lot to get off on my sternum. I've been considering extending an olive branch, building bridges with that burn them. Like life too short to hold on to things. When Lowe's was calling my line, I stared at the screen whenever the phone would ring. Wish I could have said goodbye, even now I might cry while writing this poem to sing. Life is a crazy thing, look how I got cut from the team, now I own a team. Just a little piece, I ain't trying to make it seem like it's something that's not my whole regime. It's up in the spot, carefully watched by dozens of thoughts. Fuck it, I'll just have a couple of shots. Take off the edge and get out my head. When you up at the top, it's a coveted spot. We don't do sparklers, we get specific instructions to bring out the bottles in stealth mode. I'm hearing there's rats in the building, they saying it's not up to par with the health code. I feel like that's none of my business, be steadily giving opinions on shit that don't even concern them. I got a lot to get off of my sternum. I got a lot to get off of my sternum. I got a lot to get off my sternum. Yeah.
No, I think she come right here. Boom. Love talking a whole lot of bullshit and calling it guidance. I've been in my mode, I'm not gonna hold you. I double my comments. I cycle through hoes like kids on the Lotus. Get hell while I'm driving. You blow up a phone, we didn't even notice. Cause we was just vibing. Love talking a whole lot of bullshit and calling it guidance. I've been in my mode, I'm not gonna hold you. I double my comments. I cycle through hoes like kids on the Lotus. Get hell while I'm driving. You blow up a phone, we didn't even notice. Cause we was just vibing. We was just vibing.
Stealth mode.
Bye. Miss you, Jermaine.
Cold. Yeah, he need to come on back. Don't he got to drop the fall off?
Yeah, he can come out of hiding now. It's over, brother.
But coming up, we got Big Sean and Kendrick getting ready to drop, so he might want to hold off for a little bit.
Yeah. Speaking of rappers, okay. I just learned that Lil Wayne graduated with a 4.0.
Shout out to Lil Wayne. Good job.
That's impressive as hell.
That is smart, smart man. He's a very smart gentleman.
He is like a grandma.
I can't remember who it was, but someone got like a 4.2, 4.6. I didn't even know it got that high.
Lil John.
Yeah. I didn't know that there was more after 4.0. So
yeah.
That's really impressive.
That is impressive.
3, 6, and I.
Shout out to those gentlemen. Tiffany.
My vibe of the day, To You From Me by Nathan Apollo.
Hello. Hello. So I wanted to try and do something special for someone very special to me. And so this is my attempt at doing that. Here we go. Even when we're miles apart, I have your voice but feel no touch. You are so close to my heart, but we're far from flesh and blood. See, in a world so full of dissonance, our harmonies are flood inside my heart. I don't need cards or flying doves to feel our magic. See, your smile makes me smile. No, that's cringe. Your laugh makes me laugh, that's even worse. If my journey on this path could ever lead to losing you, I know which path is not my path. You're a blessing from the skies, you're the thief that stole my mind. You're the reason why I think of you all the time. You're the little tiny bug that found its way inside my ear, and now I can't think a thought without wishing you were here. And I know you don't care, I know that no one even asked. but you're who motivates me when I'm sad. You're the high school crush that I knew that I always wanted, but thought that I'd never have, always missing my other half. That's you. And if I had a shiny nickel, for every time I missed you, I'd use them to buy the moon, then sell the moon to North Korea, then use all their fancy missiles to blow craters in that moon until it spelled out our initials. Okay, wait, that's absurd. Sorry, I'm bad with words. Let me start over. I guess what I'm trying to say... I'm messing this up. I've thought about this for days. I just haven't found the guts to tell you truly I'm in... Look... I'm not used to spending my time floating up on cloud nine with you up in my mind. I used to spend my summers there. It turned to every weekend. Now I find myself among the clouds when I should be home sleeping. That's your fault. That's right, I blame you. I blame you for all my birthday wishes that came true. Ever since we started dating, I am not the same dude. I've changed for the better. I blame you for that too. I really think we got this. I won't talk to you how they talked. I'd hike a million miles because a thousand is a cakewalk. Give it to me straight, Doc. I think it's meant to be. And you would think so too if you knew what you meant to me. You know, I could ramble on for hours, but the words would never match up perfectly to show the power that you hold. I thought that Midas was a king, so how come ever since you touched my heart, everything has turned to gold? You could still warm my heart if I lived up in the Arctic and everything I felt was freezing cold. My dream is growing old with you, but this letter ain't on paper because mailing stuff is hard, so you'll just have to imagine hugs and kisses on the card. But it's no longer yours truly that I'm writing at the end. It's love, Nate, XO, until we meet again. P.S. You're perfect because you always skip the B.S. I really hope you smile when you see this. Write me back soon. I love you.
You know who he puts me in the reminding of?
Hmm.
Lil Dicky.
Yeah. So I was like, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are two very different.
That's but like I also Dicky see what you're song. Saying. But it was dope. I liked it. Because I like Lil Dicky too. Because Lil Dicky can go.
Lil Dicky's funny as hell.
And he is funny. But he can definitely rap too.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler. What's our word of what's our good word for us before we close out of here? Since we talked about
something, I think I said it earlier. Don't sell crack and be confused when crackheads are at the front door.
Also, and on that note, play the song.
Oh, you stand on, stand on. On your own, you don't need no handouts. I'm saying the truth out of my mouth. The truth, my love. You don't hear, you keep it to yourself. Bet on yourself, cause it's hard now to gain trust. I ain't get no love till I came up. It's easy to remember what made us. You're too good for that.